Grace, mercy, and peace be to you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. When a child is born, there are questions that a parent typically asks. Is he healthy? How much does he weigh? Grandparents will ask, well, what did you name her? Who does she look like? Nurses and doctors closely examine the child and want to know, is he alert? Are her lungs clear? We expect these kinds of questions. But there are other questions that we never expect to hear at the birth of a healthy child. I mean, who would ever ask, who will handle his funeral arrangements someday? Or what cemetery do you think she'll be buried in? Or what do you suppose the cause of death will be? Well, for everything there's a season, the scriptures say, and the season for asking about a person's death is usually not at his or her birth. The hymn of the day that we just sang asks a similarly unusual question about a child who was born in Bethlehem. What child is this? However, it's a fitting question because this child is born in a most unusual way. His mother is a virgin. His birth is announced by heavenly hosts praising God. So, what child is this? The wonderful answer is proclaimed by the angel. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. What child is this? Well, this child is no less than the Lord himself, the Lord of heaven and of earth, the Lord whose voice breaks the cedars, now coos softly in his mother's arms. The same Lord who told the shepherd Moses not to come near because the Lord's presence was too holy now invites shepherds to draw near to him as he lies in a manger as a helpless child. The shepherd Moses hid his face from the Lord, but now shepherds behold the Lord's face in the face of a baby. The unapproachable one is now approachable. The intimidating one is now inviting. Well, that certainly is good news. But what makes God's appearance in human flesh good news of great joy is that he came in order to redeem us. The Lord of creation became part of his creation in order to recreate what man had broken. The immortal one was born in a specific time and place to unite himself forever with his mortal creatures. I mean, what if the Lord had taken on flesh in order to confront mankind and demand payback for his sins committed against him? What if he had appeared among us with a human face only in order to scowl at us for our selfishness? Well, thanks be to God that his incarnation is instead good news of great joy for us, as the herald angel declared. And the reason why it's good news of great joy is that at this child's birth, we do ask the normally unthinkable question. How is this child going to die? For this child was in fact born to die. This was God's plan even before this child was born. This is what the heavenly angels are talking about when they say that his birth will bring peace on earth. This child will die because of us, and he will die for us. The prophet Isaiah said, to us a child is born. The angel said, unto you is born this day a Savior. Unto us, whose worldly passions conceive and give birth to worldly thoughts and to ungodly living. Unto us, whose sinful hearts give birth to cruel and hurtful words, even against those who love us most. Unto us, whose sinful nature drives us to live as though God does not matter and we matter most. Unto us, sinners, this child is born. So repent and rejoice. Rejoice greatly for his holy birth this night. But don't forget to rejoice also for his holy death. For already at his birth, his cross, his death, his burial, they're all foreshadowed. What child is this? The one who had a Mary at his birth had multiple Marys at his death. What child is this? The one who had a righteous Joseph at his birth had a righteous Joseph, Joseph of Arimathea, at his death. What child is this? The one who was wrapped in swaddling cloths and laid in a manger at his birth and was wrapped in a shroud and laid in a tomb at his death. What child is this? The one whose birth was honored by wise men bearing myrrh and whose death was honored by faithful women bearing myrrh to his tomb. What child is this? The child is the great light that has shone on us who dwell in the land of deep darkness, on us who walk in darkness. What child is this? This is a real human child who has a real human body. His body was wrapped up and laid in a tomb, but on the third day, his real human body came back to life again. The first fruits of the resurrection of our human bodies, too. The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people in this child. So let's do something that is normal at the birth of a child. Let's look closely at this son of Mary. Well, the prophet Isaiah said all authority would be upon those little shoulders. This child used his authority to free you from hell and destruction. Look closely at this child. He has the lips of the wonderful counselor. And he comforts your troubled conscience with the most wonderful counsel you could ever hear. I forgive you all your sins. Look closely at this child. He has the hands of Almighty God. And he sets aside that might to have his hands nailed to a cross and extend mercy to you through his holy meal. Look closely at this child. He has the arms of the everlasting Father, arms that spread out on a cross to draw you to himself, to wrap his arms around you in holy baptism, and to welcome you home as prodigal sons and daughters. You look closely at this child. He has the royal head of the Prince of Peace, but his head was crowned with thorns in order to place on your heads crowns of glory. The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people. And that salvation, again, is extended to you as a gift from this child's altar. It's Christmas, and Jesus is giving you the best gift. He is giving you himself, a gift that forgives, gives your sins, renews your zeal for good works, and inflames your love. What a wondrous gift of love this is. What child is this? This is the Lord who has saved you. So haste, haste to bring him laud. Hail, hail, the Word made flesh. Joy, joy, for Christ is born, the babe, the son of Mary. And he's born for you. Merry Christmas. In the name of Jesus, amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and God. Amen.